Monday share Kofi or Gimel.
Just to the Gemara. Most of Paris Mefuzori, so the Gemara asked the Kamo, Omar Rabitzcho, Kav Barba Ames. Said in the Mishnah that Motzo Peres Mefuzorim, Areilu Shaloi, it's Kav Be'arba Amos. The Kav is spread in Arba Amos. Heichedomi, Fayding more Iderich Mefile, Afilu Tuvenami, as no semen. Viderich Inuach, Afilu Botzimoch and Amiloi. Omar Rav Ukta Barchom, the Machnashli, the Bedore Askine. Kav Barba Amos, the Nofish Tirchayu, Loitorach Inish, Loyhoda Rossi Veshokilu, the Mele Afkur and Mafkilu, Botsum Ochi, Torach, Vohoda Rossi Veshokilu, Veloy Mafkilu. So we mentioned yesterday that as a Shailand the Achroinim, and it's a Shailand the Rishonim, the Gemara says that as Machnashte de Bedori, what the Mishnah says that Peres mefuzori mare elu sheloi. What is the case? Not someone that lost Peres. Not someone that lost Peres. No, machnashte de bedori. He left the Peres. And the machnashte de bedori. And while it's hard to collect it. So the person is miyash, and b'mele you're allowed to take it. So what is the pshat that you're allowed to take it? The Meiri state that is no shaykhus to Eilu Metzias really. All of the list of the Mishnah, of the 10 things in the Mishnah, are things that someone dropped. And we say he gives up on it. He can't believe that he will find it, so he gives up on it. He's mevat on it. The machnashte de bedori is not something that he can believe that he could find. He just decides to leave it there. It's not worthwhile to come back to collect it. It's not that he decides that there's no way that he will get it back. He just gives up on it. So much fruit and so little fruit in such a big area, it's not worth for him to go back to collect it. So the Meiri learns this is a new Parshev Hefke. The 9 things of the Mishnah are mitzad Yush. Oy, Vayle Chisor and Kis, I lost it, I can't find it. Shem Fafal. Machnashti the Bedori is not a Fafal. The Bailim decided just to mafkir it. And Rashi and the Mishnah were medayik not like that. The first Rashi says Nisyashu mehem abaytim kede Omar begemore. The next Rashi says Oil behem behem simen niker ayuish miyayish ve'av lehefker ve'zehu tam kulom. Rashi learns it's a kind of yush. It's not a maise hefker, it's a maise yush. What is the maise yush? He's not planning to go back to pick it up. So what is the difference, the Meiri and the Rashi? Lefi the Meiri, because he's not planning to give up, it's a Maisa Hefka. He says, Hefka, Beliboy, Anan Tzadi, I don't want it anymore. Lefi Rashi, it's not that he says that he doesn't want it. He's just Miyash. He gave up on it. So Lefi Rashi, it's the same thing of giving up of things that he can't find. The same thing, Machnashli de Bedori. Mashengele the Meiri, the list of the things that he can't find is a parsha of Yush. This is a parsha of Hefka. And as an Hefkemina, we'll see in a second when we start on Mudbeis, what happens if it's a Yush Birshus. A person loses something in his own house. He lost the pet. He looks, he gives up on it. Then someone finds it. So the Ramban holds Yush Birshus is Nasim. Not only because Chotzer is Koina. Yush Birshus is not Yush. So if someone is, loses something in his own house, even if he's Meyayesh, no one can take it. Taisus learns, even in your own house you could be Meyayesh. We'll learn later. Zog de Achoini, what would be if he's the owner of the Machnash de Bedori? If it's Mitam Hefker, Hefker works even in Yerushus. But if it's in the Parsha of Yush, so then it doesn't work in Yerushus. And Loshen HaRambam is mashma that he's learning like Rashi. When the Rambam brings down this Halacha, he says the Loshen HaRambam is Motzo Peres befuzorim bemokim agronois. Moyukav betoch arba amois beyoisrael arba amois ra'ilu sheloi. Nishein abaylim metaplim beasifoso. Not because they were mafkeret. The baylim are just not metaplim beasifoso. Just to be madgish, because we want to start the sugi of Yush, what I heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach, you know, people learn the sugi of Machnashte de Bedori, looks like the most not negeh sugi, then we had already started on Mudbeis, and we're going to learn on Mudbeis today. Rav Shlomo Zalman claims that a lot of things are begeder Machnashte de Bedori. For example, a person lost a jacket in Purim. Now, he's not sure if he left it by the Rebbe from the Mir, the Rebbe from the first yeshiva, or by the Sudas Purim where he ate. He knows in one of these three places he left his jacket. But he's not making phone calls to go to check in these three places where it is. He hopes if someone will give it back to him, yes. Shlomo Zalman holds, the Rebbe is allowed to take it and put it in the garbage. Machnashte de Bedori. The guy says, the jacket is other here, chavish kinkarech. I'm not going to look for it. When the guy says, I'm not going to look for it, okay, could be it's Yush Bushus, it's Bisur Saliyodai, could be different problems, I'm not going now, could be because when he took it off, it was not Miyash, the Bamele Bisur Saliyodai, could be Yush doesn't help. So the Gabriel said, like I was my investor, we're not going now to Aloch Lamaise. But the pshat is, in Machnashti de Bedori is Nischadesh, when a person leaves something and it's not worthwhile for him to collect it, it's Yush. Or it's a Maise Hefka. Speak with this Machnashti de Bedori. Mele, Zogim Shemazam and Leuerbach, a lot of things, he said, a mashal. Bocher leaves a pen in a besmedosh. It's not that he's planning to come back tomorrow morning. He went up to a besmedosh to learn his place for Shabbos, and he left in the shul there a pen for Shabbos. Mother Shabbos, he's not going back to pick up that pen. He's hoping maybe someone from the shul will call him. So the guy becomes and throws it to the garbage. It's more telling. I'm starting to say, first heta is machnashti de bedori. The same thing the Gemara says, that the guy will not go to pick up these little bits and pieces because it's not worth it for him. Every place that the bailim is not metapel vasifosu, it's not worth for him to come back to pick it up. This is the sugi of Machnashti de Bedori.
There he left the mess. Here I left my pen. I know my rep is going
to
call me.
No. I said again, if you know for sure you left it, I'm speaking somewhere else. You don't know for sure. You left it in the suda that the guy doesn't know who you are. So again, I said, we're not trying to speak la aloch. We're trying to put the sfor. I left it by a guy, he doesn't know who I am. So why am I not trying to check it? So he gave up on it. It's a Purim custom. How much it's worth? Even if I pick it back, I don't know where to put it. Again. Well, Be'ez Hashem, after 2 weeks, we will have all of the klolim. All the klolim. What you're allowed to wear. What Rav Shlomo is bringing, we have a gemara, interesante gemara. A person knows where his chayfetz is. And the gemara says, while it's not worth for him to come back to take it, you're allowed to take it. Say, state in the gemara. The person says, it's not worth for me to come back. The person was in a bismedosh. He went to learn about Erev Shabbos. And he left the rappel. It's under one of the benches. Nothing, it's lost or something else. You know, it's Abba is going now back to Yeshiva, and she could have to go back. What?
Why is that not mafke?
This is our sugya. This is our sugya. It's not mafke. He doesn't say Areza Hefka. Also, here he didn't say, this is the sugya we're learning. The Gemara says here, he's not going to come back to take it. One second. This is our Gemara also. He left the fruits, and he's not planning to come back to take it. And the Meir said it's Hefka, and I said, but it's not Hefka. This is the sugya we're learning now. It's exactly what we're learning. No money, this we're learning the sugya. But we found the Gemara. I'm just saying, it looks like it's a machnash in the bedog. What does Megillah to us? So that was kimat. All these avedas that you don't know what to do with them. If to give them back or not to give them back, a lot of these avedas, the Bailim is not coming back, Michla. You know, he left the pen on the stand there. He's downstairs. He doesn't even matrich himself to climb up the steps to look if it's around on the stand. There is more time called b'shaloi in the meshim. But mitzad esugim machnash li debedori shtei, why? It's a tircha for the person to collect it. So the person leaves it. Avdem shteit in the Mishnah. Avdem shteit in the Mishnah that these things you don't have to give back. They shteit in the Mishnah. Again, legabi la'alochim have to finish the sugi of the Mesakim. But I'm saying the sugi of machnash te debidori, now we have to know more from that. Not every time we see the Gemara will have now four sfeikas, if what is the shield that we said that mistaber the person will not come back. Abimia said, "Kab ba'al ba'amis." Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Kab ba'al ba'amis." And the Gemara says, "Now different sfeikas." Boy, Rabbi Abimia, "Chotzi kab b'shtei amis ma'u." Kab ba'al ba'amis time ma'im shud enofish tichayu. Chotzi kab b'shtei amis came under enofish tichayu loy mafkelu. Odim shud loy chashive. Chotzi kab b'shtei amis came under chashive mafkelu. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? Kav ba'arba amos, we say he doesn't come back. Chatzikav b'shtei amos is a suffix of the Gemara. Why it's a suffix? It's exactly a half. So if he doesn't come back for a kav ba'arba amos, why he will come back for chatzikav b'shtei amos? Taisa says two terusim. The second tells Taisa says, when there's a little amount, the person comes back. When there's a bigger amount, even if it's exactly double, this is the seichel of Neodim, they don't come back. Inamitesa says, Kav ba'arba amos is 4 and 4. Chatzi kav b'shtei amos doesn't mean 4 and 2. Chatzi kav b'shtei amos means 2 and 2. So be'ezem, it's less tircha. Kav ba'arba amos, the chatzi kav is on 2 and 4. Mashenkin kav ba'arba amos is 4 and 4. So the fit taste is if kav ba'arba amos is 4 and 4, and chatzi kav is 2 and 4, so you're right. It's the same thing. So if with 4 and 4 you don't come back for a kav, 2 and 4 you don't come back for a chatzi kav. Mashenkin, Jesus says, the Gemara says, chatzi kav b'shtei amos, the Gemara means 2 and 2. Then the Gemara says, noch asofik. Kabayim b'shmoyne amos ma'u, the same thing. Kav ba'arba amos tani ma'im b'shud enof ishtichai v'kol shel kabayim b'shmoyne amos. So it's not double from 4 and 4. It's 4 times, because it's 8 and 8. came the Mishnah Chayit Fei Mafkilu, he didn't show the Lechashiv, the Kabayim Shun Hamis came the Lechashiv Lei Mafkilu. Then he was so big of Susim in Barba Ames Mao, come Barba Ames Time in my Mishnah Lei Chashiv, Susim came the Lechashiv Lei Mifkilu, or he didn't show the Nofish Techai, because can Susim, they're very small, came the Nofish Techai Fei Mafkilu. Come tomorrow in Barba Ames, come remain in Barba Ames Mao, come Barba Ames Time in my Mishnah Lei Chashiv. The Goyen is Mitzayan that in the Rambam it's us we have four Sfeikas. Chatzikav Barbahamas, Chatzikav Bishtayamas, Kabayim Bishmoyla, Kav Susim in Barba, Kav Rimoinim, Kav Tmorim Barba. The Goyen is Aleph and the Goyen is Agoras Mitzayan that the Rambam's Girsa was that is only three Sfeikas. Chatzikav Bishtayamas, Kabayim Barbahamas, and then is a Sufik. Kav sumsamim, rimoinim v'tmorim, a mix from all of the three. What is the halacha? Not clear what is exactly the suffix of the mix. Why the mix, the suffix will be different? Mishnah say clear. Why the mix, the suffix will be different? Why is it a suffix? Mishnah clear. Enter the Gemara take. So what is take? Blight the suffix. So what you do, mi suffix? The Rosh says, Misafik HaShavas Aveda, you have to give back. Misafik HaShavas Aveda, you have to give back. The Agoyes Oshri says, Misafik you don't pick up, but if you picked up, you have to give back. The Rambam says, Misafik you don't pick up, but if you pick up, you could keep it. Why? Misafik Momen. Talk for Koyin, Ein Moitzii Miyadai. Now, we have to know, and Be'ez Hashem, it's Negiah Be'etzem, again, when we're learning Elimitzias Be'archove, maybe this Gemara, it's not a real measurement. Every Sufik in Elimitzias, Misafik you have to give back, or Misafik you could keep it. And I will explain. When a Sufik, if you owe someone money or not, what is the halacha? Misafik you don't have to pay. Am I Yitzim Chaver, not if you don't remember if you paid. If you don't remember, it's a cheskas chiyuv. But suffik if someone is a mazik or not, the suffik is a moitzim mechaver alav orai. Here, the chayfetz was belong to someone, so he's the morikam. Suffik if you could take it or not. So lefi the rosh, the klolim besfeges of morikam, you can't take it. So mi suffik we say it's his. It was for sure his. Suffik if he gave up on it. Rafi the Rambam, Safik Mohammed is a Moitzi Mechaber Olav Orai. The Shaila is, in the Shabbat Saveda, we look at it like a regular Safik Mohammed, or we say it's a Safik Isim. Because Be'ez Hashem, we'll start, like we said, we're starting the Sugin Amud Beis, Yerushalayim Midas. You find money, you don't know if the person is Miyash or not, so Misafik, you have to give it back, right? Why Misafik, you have to give it back? לפי דרמב"ם, say, I'm מיצי מחבר, I'm all over Ryan. I'm allowed to keep it. אין מסופק השוב הסביב. Why מסופק you have to give it? Why מסופק you can't keep it? There's a סופק איסו. So it's a שאלה, how to look at מסטייקס and אילו מציאס. סופק איסו, a סופק מומן. So again, to remember that in our sugya, in the Rosh state, it's a סופק איסו. You're not allowed to take it, and if you took it, you have to give it back. The Agoras Oshri says, you're not allowed to take it, but if you took it, you're allowed to keep it. And the Rambam says, I'm sorry, the Rosh says, you're not allowed to take it. And Misafik, you have to give it back. Sorry. The Rosh says you have to give it back. You have to pick it up and give it back. That goes. Oh, she says you don't not allowed to pick it up. Then you picked it up. And the Rambam says you're not allowed to pick it up. But if you picked it up, you're allowed to keep it. So la'aloch lekula alma in sofek mitzia, you're not allowed to take. If you took it, I'm saying, lefi the Rosh, you have to pick it up and give it back. So lefi the Rosh, Sofek Metzia, you have to pick it up and give it back. Lefi the Agoyes Osho, you're not allowed to pick it up. You don't pick it up. But if you picked it up, you're Munach Hachiyah Ve'Elio. Lefi the Rambam, you're not allowed to pick it up. And if you picked it up, you can keep it. If this is the Sofek and Evi Metzia, only an Ar Sugya, we'll have to learn the Metzias for that. And I will explain, an Ar Sugya, I'm not so sure if it's Aveda. It's Aveda. The guy left it in Machnash in the Bedori. Why it's Aveda? The guy is lazy. I took it. They told me, who said maybe he will come back? He lost it. The Sugya Machnash in the Bedori, we're talking that the guy lost it. How the Rosh says, Umisofek Chayev Lehachriz? Why Chayev Lehachriz? Go back to the guy. It's mashma and the Rishonim that it's not that we knew who is the guy. The Rishonim explained Machnash the Bedori was like a bakery in the old days. There was an oven, and everyone brought his stuff to the bakery to bake. After a little bit, they moved it to the side. The next person comes. Everyone had fields, but not everyone had a place where they do all the things work with them. So people bought the stuff to the Machnash to the Bedori, and they worked on it. Now this guy left it. Someone moved it to the side. Now we have to ask to find out who is the person that left it with Machnash to the Bedori. Memele, it's like a Shavas Aveda. But if it's not, if the guy is the owner of the place, there's no Sheikhas to the Sugi Machnash to the Bedori. So it could be in our sugya, it could be it's not mamisha aveda, but we'll have to see it Be'ez Hashem in the Hemshech HaSugya. One Mizrach, you know, in most kids we spoke, they start to learn Eilim Metzias. Most yeshivas, they start to learn Eilim Metzias. One of the reasons they start to learn Eilim Metzias is brought down that a person has to know that money is not Hefka. It's what I heard from Rav Volga. That you find money, money belongs to someone. You don't just take it. So the first chinuch, your mechanech kids, is to learn Eilim Metzias. This is the reason in most yeshivas in the world, they start from Eilim Metzias. And when they start, you know, so this is the first teiku that most people learn in Shas. It was the first teiku that most people learn in Shas. So the Rebbe brings down what is brought down in Tshuvas Rav Haigoyen, that in the Yerushalmi, every time the Gemara blab with the Sofek, state Tiboy. And the Bavli, every time the Gemara blab with the Sofek, the Gemara says Teiku. And they bring down from Tshuvas Rav Haigoyen that Teiku is Rosh Teves, Tishbi Yetaretz Kushyes Veiboyes. And the Shaila is why? Rav Haigoyen said it, yeah? So, I thought once a pshat, Rabbi Pavalsky was masking with me. He told me that every time when he says thank you, you will think about his pshat. So Rabbi Pavalsky, that's how I told me. That the Rebbe Elchanan and Kuntas Divrei Soferim speaks out by Archove. What would be if a Gemara has a Sofek and a guy thinks that he knows the answer to the take of the Gemara? You can't. Why? After Chsimas HaTalmud, Nimnu Kol G'doy Le'ador, all of the Amiroim got together, and they were mekabel that this is the Shas, that Alpiv will be Torah Shebealpeh. And no one could be Choylek and the Gemara. The Moshul, Nachroinim you have, even sometimes you have some Achroinim that are Choylek and Rishonim, the Goyen, Achroes, yeah. And the Gemara, you can't be Choylek. It's Chsimas HaTalmud. So what will help an Eliyahu Hanavi will come? If you can't be choylik and chsimas haTalmud, so even if there's a suffix, what will help the Eliyahu will come? You can't be choylik, you can't as askom asapra. So what Eliyahu will say, what is in the Shomayim, Leiba Shomayim, is of Rebel Chonon. So I'm saying, this is the pshat. While we saying that it's a teiku tishbi etaretz kushes veiboyes, so if we're reading it into the Gemara, so the pshat is that the chsim is that one don't say this Rosh Teves. But teiku is teiku. It's not, we have a Messiah that Eliyahu will answer. אבל זה נשכן הפועל את החסים. But if the chasim is teiku, so the chasim as a Talmud is that this taket doesn't have a pshat, this taket doesn't have a achor, Bizel Yor will come and then we will have a achor. So the achor is till Yor Hanavi comes. Come, we'll start this sugya. Isma. Yosh Eloi Midas. Abai Omar lo yavi Yosh. Verove Omar havi Yosh. And the Gemara divides it to three zach. Bedobo sheyesh boi simen kule alme lo ipligi de lo yavi Yosh. Ve'af al gav de shamine de meyayesh le besoif. Lo yavi Yosh. Lechi osi lo yode biyisura odo osi lo yode. ולחיות עד הנופל מן אלוהי מייאש מי מרום על סימון איסלה בגבוה יאבין את סימון המשקים אלו. This is the first group. So בדובו שיש בו סימן לכול העלם אלוהי אבי ירוש בזוטוי של ים ובשלוליסוי של נור אף על גב דאיס בי סימן רחמון השיירה כדבין נמים על הקמון. Even if it is a סימן it's מוטו לכול העלם. We'll have to explain it later. כי פליגי בדובו שאין בו סימן אביי אומר לא יביא יוש דולו יודה דנופל מיני רוב אומר אביי יוש לחיות דנופל מיני מייאש מי מרום אר סימון לסלי בגבוה מהשתו הוא דמייאש מהשתו הוא דמייאש. So it's three cases that the Gemara is minded. יש בו סימן לכול העלמה לא יביא יוש זודו של ים לכול העלמה שרחמון השריה אין בו סימן מחלקס אביי ורוב. And we'll have to see the three zach. Now, besvore pshuto, Abaye is right. The guy was not meyash. Rove doesn't make sense. A person wants to sell something. If he sells it, he sold it. If he didn't sell it, he didn't sell it. Lemaise, the guy was not meyash. What is the tzad that Yosh Shaloi Midas will be Yosh? Ramai said the guy doesn't know that he lost it. If the guy doesn't know that he lost it, what is the tzad that will be Yosh? What is the tzad that will be Yosh? And I will ask you, if Yosh is a Chalois Hefker like we spoke yesterday, then it's mamishver. If Yosh, it's not a chaloi sefker, it's a dovo shememele, maybe you could say that even that he didn't do it, if he would know about it, he would do it, so it's good. But I will explain. I want to explain. The Yosh Lemidas, Bezes Hashem, it's a shtar kesugye. The Moshe, to use someone else's sefer, without permission, you're allowed to? The get is to give you shalom midas. It belongs to someone else. To use someone else's thing is gezel. Gezel. What is the heter? He mistomelets. What do you mean? He knows. Let's be about that today. Mistomel people don't let. Yeah, but without that, we'll get to that. What do you mean? Mistomel he lets. One second. You walk into someone's room, and he has his waffles from his mother. Mistami he lets me to take. I'm not saying what everyone gives each other. You allowed to or not? I'm sure if I will ask him, he will say yes. It's like more later what happened. Amiroim came to a place, and the Shamish took from the fruits and he gave them. He says, I know my owner. If he would know that his guest came, the Gdoyle Ador, he would give them. And the Gemara says, it only works if he abaye. If he rob, if he abaye, it doesn't work. Yerushalayim he does. The Gdoyle Ador came to visit Mazutra. They came to visit. And he was not there, but the Shamish knew that the Rebbe, this one, the Gdoyle Ador came to my owner, he'd be upset if I would not give him food. So he took food and he gave them. And the Gemara says, it's Tolid Yoshalayim Midas, Havi Yoshalayim Havi Yosh. But out does, the person could agree or can agree. For sure he would want. I'm not speaking at someone that is in charge and accepting the guest. He's living in a place, his never guest comes. He's living somewhere in the end of the world, his never guest. The guy just takes care of the house. Puk a yid fell there. I know my owner, he will be so happy to be kaim. But the ma'ez, you took from the food and you stole. This is be'etzem the shadow of the Gemara. The Gemara be medamet to Maisus. The person is not here. His kids are about to eat the food. So the shliach, if the owner would be here, he would tell me to be mafish tumas of Maisus. He's going to eat tevel. He forgot to mafish tumas of Maisus. He went. You could do it or you can do it. Again, every year of Pesach. So, every Rav, Zaman, was Messiah, is Mafrish Chale for Gans Klal Yisrael. So, for Gans Klal Yisrael. Why? If people forgot to be Mafrish Chale, they can't eat Leila Seder. For sure, they would love that I'll be Mafrish Chale for them. The Maisa, they never gave me permission. Why I'm saying all of these cases the Gemara brings down. Nichle leinish lemevad mitzvah. All these words, aber it's Yerushalayim midas. And we'll have to see. So I'm saying when we speak an aveda, could be it's not a chalois. Shal if Yerush is a chalois or not. But we'll see the Gemara is medame to all different things, to all different cases. We'll have to see. And what would be the pshat? Rovim means that if later he's miyash, that's misgale lemafreda, he was miyash. What if he was never? He never found out that he lost it. Then Rovim didn't say yush. It helps.
Yush is also using
the shulchan. Again, everything. It's a yush. It's not yush. I'm not saying the word yush. Eating is not yush. It's the same thing. If I could have permission, someone has to let me. Shoyel, he has to be mashu. He's not here to be mashu. Shaloi midas, I'm doing it for him. This the shah, but you shaloi midas. Again, he will be miyash from the aveda. If he would know that it got lost, he'll be miyash. But he doesn't know. If he would know that I want to use the sefer, he would let me. But he doesn't know. I'm not learning the sefer. I'm learning aveda. We'll get it. This is more of baseball balif. Where we say Yerushalayim Midas Havi Yerush, we don't say Shalai Havi Yerush. But now we'll start with Seder Advo. But the Gemara starts before she starts with Yerushalayim Midas. That Abaye says Lo Havi Yerush and Rova says Havi Yerush. And it's one of the Shver Zachar. How it works? The Gemara starts with Yesh Boi Simen. So let me see the Gemara itself. Itzma Yerushalayim Midas Abaye Omar Lo Havi Yerush. Rove Omar Havi Yosh. It works. If we know for sure the guy will be Miyash, it works. And if you Rove, for sure you could say Nichale. All of these things work. If this is, again, maybe Rove only said it be Yosh, that it's not a Chalois. When it's not a Chalois, when it's a Chalois, could be you can't do it. Zog digmor. Bedovo sheyesh boi simen kule alme loy pligi de loy have yosh. Ve afal gav de shamine de meyash. Lebesoif loy have yosh. Now look in the gemara inside. Ve afal gav de shamine de meyash lebesoif loy have yosh. Here we have to make a comment. Even though we heard of the meyash besoif, it's not a Yosh. Why is it not a Yosh? So Taisa says words, V'avag of the Ash to Miyash, Akroi me'alma, U'mitchil la'yoyim el Yosh. Now the Gemara is Mamshech. Dechi ose le'yode, Be'isur e'ude ose le'yode. What the Gemara means here? Dechi ose le'yode, Be'isur e'ude ose le'yode. What the Gemara means? V'chur the Gemara means something else now. He's meyash now. So let it start from now to be a yush. So the Gemara, it's too late. The chiosel leyode, no, beisur osel leyode. It's too late. That first the Gemara says, even if he's meyash at the end, it doesn't help backwards because B'shas that he found that there's no Yirush. He's Meyash now. He's Meyash now. V'chi osa liyode b'yisuru da osa liyode. V'chi osa liyode b'yisuru da osa liyode. Why? V'lechiyode da nofim eloi Meyash. Meymar omar simone yisle begavo. Yavin esamunu v'shakir le. So when the Gemara added the Yisura Suleyode, the Gemara Lechuri came to answer not why it doesn't help then. The Gemara was asking Yekash, but he was Miyash now. So Tigale Lemirsa we don't say. Tigale Lemirsa we don't say. I let it to help that he's Miyash now. Let it to help that he's Miyash now. The answer is now it's too late. Again, to be madish. Here's the tchilas advori. Abraham, yush eloi midas lo yavi yush. Bedovo sheyesh bo simen lekule alme lo yavi yush. Why? Even that he's miyash now, but then he was not miyash. We don't say tigale mirzel mafria. He's miyash now. It's too late. The osa liyode beisura osa liyode. What is the pshat? So Rabbi Seinu will miyaset to us that it's machlekes tesis and Ramban pshat in the Gemara why the Yush doesn't help now. Why the Yush doesn't help now? Why the Yosh doesn't help now? Tesis and Babikame Daf Samachvov, the Gemara declares if in Gezel Yosh helps, as if Yosh helps an Aveda, if someone steals a Chayfetz, if Yosh will help or not, Zog the Gemara, it doesn't work. Be Yisur Ose Leyode, Zog Tesis. Came in the Beisur Osel Yode, Mikan Mashma Shiyosh Eino Kehefker Gomu. Dim Ken Afilu Bosad Osel Yode Beisur Yochel Iknoisa Mina Hefker. So Teisva says, Bobikame, Dav Samachvo, that the head of Beisur Osel Yode means, while Beshaz that he picked it up, he was Mechuyev in Ashova Saveide, the Yush doesn't help. What is the Hezbah? What is Yush? If you taste this, it's not a Hefka. Taste says in Babikama, Yush is Lav Hefka. Yush is this permission to everyone to take it. Yush gives everyone a permission to take it. While I have a mitzvah from Hashem HaSavide, I don't get a heter to take it. We'll get to that. So why Yush doesn't help? While I have a chiyuv of Hashava Saveda. Frank the Baruch Ber, so even if you didn't pick it up, what if you saw someone dropping a coin? You wait till you see, you look after him, I see his miyash, and then you pick it up. You take it or not? Rosela Shenofal. He waited till the guy is miyash and then he picked it up. The Gemara says in Chavav Amud Beis that it's okay. He was over l'isucha l'isalem. And he was over l'isucha l'isalem. Yeah? But, even though he was over l'isucha l'isalem, but he's kind of, I be isura also l'yode. He had a mitzvah to give it back. He has a love, he has mechuyev, a mitzvah, a shavas aveda, to give it back right away. If he tastes this, what is b'yisur z'yodeh? While he has a mitzvah, a shavas aveda, the yush is not chal. When a person has a mitzvah, a shavas aveda, the yush is not chal. So the shaila is, why, even if you didn't pick it up, the yush will not be chal, if you saw it. Zog Baruch Ber B'Shem Reb Chaim, has to be that I have a chiyuv mamon to give it back. Achrayas. Then the yush cannot be chal. But if I didn't have a achrayas, I just had a mitzvah to give it back, then the yush is chal. So if it says, what is b'isur osa liyodei? Val I had a chiyuv to give it back, the yush is not chal. So klor, the Tesis in Bava Kamma says, so how the Gemara had a tzad to say that when someone steals and the Bailim Miyash, Bava Kamma, Yush koine, Yush eine koine, what is the tzad that Yush should be koine? Arin Metzias klor, often the Gemara chofale from Udbeis, that after Beisura Saliyode, Yush could never help. So if Yush could never help in Baba Metzia, what is the suffix of the Gemara in Baba Kamma Samech Vov if Yush koine or Yush eine koine? This is Tesis Samech Vov Amud Aleph in Baba Kamma. See Samech Vov Amud Aleph, the one before the last one, the Amaskil Hoche. This is Tesis discussion. What Tesis answers, maybe later we'll get to the sugis in Baba Kamma. But from the Tesis Kashe, we're learning what he understood. That Beisur Asaliyada means, while I have a mitzvah to give it back, if I have a mitzvah to give it back, I have a mitzvah to give it back, so while I have a mitzvah to give it back, so the male of the Yush can be chal. I guess that I also have a mitzvah. But this stops my Yush. Yush is not a hefker. So this is what they say, ask the kasha. If Yush is a hefker, so what if I have a mitzvah? But it's a hefker. So it's not his. How I will have a mitzvah to give it back? It's not his. This is Tesis's kasha on himself. The second Tesis. Okay, when the mikan mashma, Yush ain't a hefker. If Yush is a hefker, so again, so Tesis builds up from this din. If Beisura, so Yush is not a hefker. Because if it's a hefker, it's, why have to give it back? It's no one's. Yush, he says, belongs to him. Yush says, I don't have to give it back. If already was chal on me a chiyuv to give it back, the Yush is not chal. Like Tesis, what is the tzadar and gezel the Yush will be chal? So Tesis answers what he answers. The Ramban and the Milchamas, Payos. And that chavov, the ktsois is marich and simen reishin and tes, sivkot nalef, shin samach alef, sivkot and beis. The Ramban learns completely different. Beisur asaliyot, it doesn't mean the words, it means val yad shoymer ki yad bailim. So when I pick it up, I'm his shoymer. So now it's his house, my house, right? So yush birshus doesn't help. The Gemara doesn't mean. She means Yush Birshus. Ramban, when someone steals, there's no Yush Birshus. The guy doesn't want to watch it. Fakel, we have to understand now what is the tzad of the Gemara that Yush is not going in Gzele. Frank Rabki Vehiga. Say that. Tesis doesn't know what was the half meaning that yes. Levina Ramban. We have to know what is the half a minute at not. These are the two shittas. The way the achronim amiyasim. Lefi teisves the gather. If isura suliyoda means yush is not a hefker, there's no chiyuv hashove. Aber if I was mischay bechiyuv hashove, su loy poka, su loy poka. The Mele Begezel also Sulei Poka. For Tesis, what is the tzad? That Yush will work Begzele? Yush is not a Hefker, Zok Tesis. Because if it's a Hefker, it's a Hefker. The Ramban learns Yush could be Hefker. Oh, but what is Yush? I'm a Yash. Yush Bershus doesn't help. Till the Ktseis and Reish Nutes brings down four Gemoras in Bometzia that Mashma that Yush Bershus helps. So Rav Kivenger Taker holds that Shita's Tesis that Yush Birshus helps. This is the reason Tesis never said like the Ramban. Zog Diktzeis, maybe is a difference. Yush Birshus helps when the owner doesn't know where it is really. But the case of the Ramban, the Shomer knows where it is. He's watching it for the Bailim. So then for sure Yush Bushus doesn't help. And we'll see, maybe it's different routes. But the Yisai that we have two drachim. We were Zeiche Boruch Hashem, today we have Ritva Chadoshim and Ritva Yeshonim and Bob Metzir. The Achroinim had to build it up from the Tesis in Babi Kam, from the Ramban, from the Ktsois. Boruch Hashem, today it's printed here, the Ritva Chadoshim. Alamo gave me the Ramban. Imam says word by word the whole shtickle. The Yisura Osel Yode. Zog the Ritva Chadoshim. אף על גב דמייש לבסויף לא ימהלי ואפילו למנדאומה בעל מיוש קוני שי ניוחי שלא ינטו לו בתרס גזילה וקייב ונדה בשעס נטילה לא יזוכו הרי יודוי כי יד הביילים וכניפקת שלוהם שאין יאוש מויל בוי והודה אמרינן דחי עושה ליודי באיסור העושה ליודי צנת באיסור עושה ליודי. Right? What the Gemara says? Why it doesn't help? Because Bisur Asul Yode. Lav Bisur Mamish Koma. Sharilin is Kavan Lizur. Vichai Vulitlo. Elo Bishas Isur Koma. This man that it was also because it was belonged to the Bible. So Lefida Ramban. The gather is why Yush doesn't help after you picked it up because it's a Yush Birshus. And if you taste it, because I was Nischayev. Be'ashove. So even though it's a Yush, but my mitzvah is loipoka. Rabbi Seinu learn an afkamina. I'm not saying that it's muchach. What would it be if after it someone else picks it up? He has to give it back or not? What do you think? Yes, what do you think? You could take it or not?
After what?
I found something. After 5 years, the Bible was Meyash already. I can't have it because Bisur Siliyot. Lefi the Ramban of Shad Yush is never Chal. Vashenki and Lefi Teisvis, the Yush is Chal. I have a Chiyuv Ashovet. Now someone else takes it. He's allowed to keep it or not? What? Lefi Teisvis, yeah? Mitzuya? Why that person is not mechuyev by a shavet? Mashen ki lefi d'Ramban, the Yush was never chal.
How can he take it to
the other person for the shavet? The other person is mechuyev. Not true. The other person is chuyev by shavet. This person doesn't have a chuyev by shavet.
It's not a
mitzi
anymore. If there's a
chuyev by shavet, not true. It is a Yush. He has a chuyev by shavet.
So it's not a mitzi anymore. What? Somebody has a
chuyev by shavet. It's not a gal. The guy with the bailim is a mitzi. Why not? The nafkamina is that it's vain again. The person has a lot of old avedis in his house, and then someone throws it out. Second person throws it out. Doesn't have to feel bad that he throws it out. Could be the bailim has to tell him not to throw it. He has a chiyuv hashov. He has to tell him not to. So the bailim anyway will pay when Eliyahu Hanavi will come. What? The bailim will anyway pay when Eliyahu Hanavi will come. But lefi the Ramban, the other person is mischayev b'ashovet if he throws it out. Because lemaisa was never yosh. It's alamol the argument. And again, I don't have to go into now. You know, they have the yeshivas, they collect all the swarm and then they sell them. Yeah, right, wrong. I'm not going now to the shayla. Oh, as Hashem, in 2 weeks we'll have it mesudah. But the shayla is, you allowed to go by? They wrong, right? Lama shanela. If you the Ramban, and it's sad that they wrong, so the var is no yush, so you can buy it. Mashen gilifita isis. The bailim is miyash already. The bailim is miyash. Would have seen, without seeing as big signs, if you didn't take it, the yeshiva took it. So the bailim is miyash. Now when you take it, you're not doing nothing else. You're not doing nothing else. You're not doing nothing else? That could be an afkamin. Zog the world. And Rashi here, Rashi בדרך כלל goes על דרך הרמב"ן. That Yush is Hefker, and it's מצד על יד שם מגיע לביילי. But look good in Rashi. Reb Nochem was מדייק in Rashi. Rashi read the Gemara different. If we read the Gemara really, side of the Tesis, side of the Ramban, holding in the first piece of the Gemara, it's a little bit shvel. We'll read it again. Isma Yosha lo imidas. Abayom alo yaviyush, rov amar haviyush. And the Gemara starts to explain. Bedobu shiyesh boi simen, kule alme lo yplihi, de lo yaviyush. Ve'af al gav de shamina de miyayesh, lebesoif lo yaviyush. It's the first time. I mean, poshet as it's not to get a bayi v'rovin. Why? Because then he was not miyash. Tichiyose liyode b'yisuro d'ose liyode. This comes to answer a new question. I let it to work now. It's too late. And the next line, the lichiyode de novem and ilay miyash goes back to explain the regular. Easy. How you read the Gemara? How are you reading Gemara? How are you reading Gemara? The Gemara starts. L'kul ama l'yplig l'aviyosh. V'ama gav d'shamin d'miyash l'besoif l'aviyosh. D'chiyos l'yod b'yisur l'yos, it doesn't help now. And then, the Gemara says, why was, something is missing, Yipshat, mask him. So the Gemara is taking care of two things, just the order it's written, it's not so gishma. Look in Rashi. Bisu osile yode, the double shayne osile isyash. No, bisu osile yode, this is the reason what works now, it's too late. Why then it was not? Because it was not. Rashi explains why it's bisu osile yode, Rashi is using the next line of the Gemara. Because it was not attended that he will be Meyash. What are the Shaykhs? We have one Shaila, if it's Yush now or not, now he's not Meyash. Even if he Abaye, it's only Rehobe, it's Bedobo, that is only Meyash. When it's not, I led the Yush to work now, the answer is Bitsura Sariyod. Other the Tesis is Malach, Mabakame. Other the Ritva, other the Ramban. And we saw the Ritva Hadosh, said like the Ramban. And that the Ritva Yeshonim says like Tesis. These are the words of Tesis. Here we have a kasha that lechue. If we learn like Tesis, we said that someone else could take it, and the Ritva Yishonim says that you cannot take it. Aber mikol mekom the Ritva Yishonim says like Tesis. So the words of the Ritva Yishonim shekeivon shekvar nischayev leashiro. The Ramban and the Ritva Achadoshim sheyad shomer ki yad bayel. Rashi is coming to explain the beisura osel yode. Other explain to me. Like the Ramban, that is a Shoima. Other explain that he was Nischayev Be'ashova. Rashi is explaining why it's Be'isura Seliyode. You know why it's Be'isura Seliyode? The Dovol Sheine Osui Li'isyayesh. Kiru is explaining, if it's Oymed Li'isyayesh, so it's not a Sura. This is the Gemara says that Be'dovol Sheyesh B'isimen, Lekule Alme, it's not Oymed Li'yayesh, so it's not called Yushna. Rashi here lechaura is Pesach Pesach to anaya pshat, to anaya esba. The shaila is what it is. We'll stop.